Kum len la black gemara. We are up to Matzoi Shabbos of Shabbos Chazak. We are up to the Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. And the last thing we learned was an interesting concept known as Gerera. But basically, before we can get to the Gerera, we discussed the whole Gemara now that if somebody forgets that it's Shabbos, you know, and inadvertently does a sin, it's B'shegig, then you only bring one carbon chatas. Because the reason for all the malachas that you did was because you didn't know it was Shabbos. However, if you knew it was Shabbos, but you didn't realize you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos, you're not allowed to drive a car on Shabbos, and all those kind of things, then you bring a separate chatas for each one of those malachas. So one is called Shigig as Shabbos, you're Shigig in Shabbos, one is called Shigig as malachas, you're Shigig in the malachas. So the last thing we learned was that, you know, if you did a malach on Shabbos, and then you remembered, and then you did another, that you made a mistake, and then you forgot again, you did it again, you bring two karma chatas. But if you did two malachas on Shabbos, you cooked twice on Shabbos, and you did not find out in the intervening time that it's forbidden, then you only bring one karma chatas, because it's considered helamecha, like one long avera. So the Gemara comes along and says that even though the karma chatas might have changed, so for example, in the morning you cooked because you forgot that it was Shabbos. In the afternoon you cooked, you knew it was Shabbos, but you forgot you're not allowed to cook. So even though the karma chatas is very different, we learned, Abai and Rava both agree, that you bring one karma chatas for, let's say, whichever one it is, automatically it covers both cookings. Because you didn't find out in between, and even though it's two different kinds of karma chatas, they join together and become one. And then from there we moved on to greater. But that's essentially what they said. So Gemara says, right in the middle of the page where the two dots are, and it begins with... no two dots there. The Gemara is right in the middle of the page, the last word of the line is the Pshita. About 17 or 18 lines on the top of the page. First of the line is Gerera. Says the Gemara, Milsa de Pshita Luhul Abaye Verava. This, that Abaye Verava took as a fact, that even though the type of sin changed, if you cooked in both instances, but one you forgot about Shabbos, and the other one you forgot you're not allowed to cook, that they both, one karma chatzas can satisfy both, you should know it's not so simple. Because Meboyle Rabzeira actually asked a question about that. And in fact, the person who answered him argued to the Bayi Rabba. What's the story? The Boyi Rabzeira Abasi, Rabzeira asked Abasi a question. The Amri, others say, Boyi Menei Rabgim Rabzeira. It was actually Rabgim who asked from Rabzeira. What happens if Kotzer, you harvested, which is one malach on Shabbos, another harvest on Shabbos, and then the tochan, you ground the wheat, which again, you're not allowed to grind on Shabbos. But everything that we'll learn later, that everything on Shabbos, when it's forbidden in the Torah and you get punished, you did deliberately or karma chatas, you have to meet a certain shear, a certain quantity. And the quantity is a gregers, a dried fig. So what happened was, if you did a chatzi gregers, and you did only a half of a gregers, right, which is not enough to make you chayiv. But you did it in a way, which way? B'shigig ha-Shabbos v'zod melachos. You know you're not allowed to harvest or grind, you just forgot that it was Shabbos. So the kind of chatas you bring is for forgetting it's Shabbos. But then, what you did was v'chaz, and then after what you did was kotzar, you went and you harvested, or v'tochen, or your ground, chatzi gregers, you did another half of gregers, but this time, Bizodan Shabbos v'shgog melachos. Here it changed. It varied. You remembered that it's Shabbos, but you forgot, or you didn't. But you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. So, mahu. And what is the din over here? He asked the question. She had started. Do they combine or not? Because even though each was a half a shear, and the melach is the same that you harvested on Shabbos, but the first time you harvested without forgetting that it's Shabbos, the second time you harvested forgetting that you're not allowed to harvest. Do they combine or not? And what did Rav Asi answer, or Rav Zeid answer? Omar lei chalukin lechatois. What would be if they would have done the full amount? If you cooked the first, let's say you harvested the first time, you forgot to the Shabbos. And an hour later, you harvested the second time, the full amount, and you forgot you now do it on Shabbos. And then, you bring two karma chatois. I disagree with the Abaye Verava. I hold that because the cause of your Aveda is different, it's a different Aveda. And just like if you ate a trefa fats, and then you ate blood, you bring two karma chatois, here the same thing. Even though you did the same Aveda, but because the cause of the Aveda is different, it's like two different Avedas. So they don't combine. Therefore, v'lem is tarfid. If they don't, if the two dim chatois, nor do they combine half and half. clearly we see that the Asi or Rav Zeira argues with the principle of Abaye v'Rava. Now the Gemara will focus on what you just said. So you made a rule that since you bring two separate chatois, therefore they don't combine also to form a complete share. If you did a half a gregor's one method and the other half a gregor's other method, they don't combine. So let me ask you a question if that's really correct. You're telling me that if you have different karmel chatosim, so then if you did less than a share in the same similar situation, they don't combine? But now let me ask you a question. We learned. Ochal chaylev v'chaylev, you ate tray for fats and then you ate tray for fats. V'helem echad, in one forgetfulness. Ein l'chayev ala achas. You only bring one karmel chatos. You ate it in the morning one kazayis, you ate in the afternoon the kazayis, and you did not find out in between that it's forbidden or that it was chaylev, you didn't realize it was chaylev. The din is that you bring one carbon for both. What happened? Ochal chaylev v'dam. You ate different averes. You ate tray for fats, you ate blood. The noisa left over a carbon or pigle, and somebody slaughtered the carbon, had the wrong thoughts in mind, the wrong times and places. The hell of mechle won't go. Chayev kolachas v'achas. Because it's four different averes, each one warrants its own karbachatas. So you ate them all, forgetting that it's also, you bring four karbanas. Now, then the Mishnah continues. What about, that choymer, there is a stringency, b'minyan harbor, there's a stringency when you do a number of averes in one forgetfulness, b'min echad, if you did the same aver twice. We'll soon see what that is. And the chumash is very simple. You bring four karbanas chatois. If you did four different avedas in one forgetfulness, you bring four chatois. If you did the same aveda twice, you ate tray for fats twice in one forgetfulness, you only bring one chatos. So obviously there's a strictness there. The zoo, but on the other hand, there's a strictness b'min echad b'min harbe. There's a stringency that if you ate the same aveda more than if you did a couple of avedas. In what way? She'im ochal chatzi zayis. If you ate, let's say, a half a kazayis, and the chazav ochel chatzizayis, and you ate another half a kazayis. Mimin echad. If you, let's say, ate tray for fats, and within achilas pras, within the 9 minutes or 11 or seven, you ate the other half a kazayis without finding out in between. They both combine, and you become chayiv a carbon. But what happens, mishnei min pot, if you ate a half a kazayis of blood and a half a kazayis of tray for fats, even one after another in succession, they don't combine. It's two separate avedas. So that's the chumra of the same aveda that small parts combine. But we ask a question, this last part, the sefer of the Mishnah, L'chayda, doesn't really tell us anything. What are you telling us? That if you did two different avedas, they don't combine? Of course they don't combine. But if you did the same aveda, if you ate tray for fats and tray for fats, a half a kazayis, half a kazayis, they combine. Of course, that's the law. The law is, you don't have to eat a kazayis in one gulp. If you eat a kazayis bit by bit within a certain amount of time, you're chayiv. What's the Mishnah trying to tell you? But we try to understand. If you ate in the same min, you have to tell us. It's considered one eating. It's not like two different eating. If you ate in the morning and ate in the afternoon, no one says that it combines. So what's the point of telling you that it combines if you ate, within 7 minutes, a whole kazayis, a bit by bit? The Amr Ishlok is answered, Mishum Bartutni, name of a rabbi called Bartutni, Hocha Maiskin, there is a Chiddush involved, and what's the Chiddush? Kigonisha Ochlu Bishnei Tam Chuyin, it was prepared in two different ways. Eight, let's say, tray for fats, one was cooked, and then the other one was a grilled. So they've been prepared in different ways. And Rabbi Shui follows Rabbi Shua the Amr, who he believes, Tam Chuyin Mechalkin. He holds that even if it's the same species, the same kind of food, but if you prepared it differently, it's considered like two different types of food. And therefore, according to Rabbi Shua, he says that if you ate, let's say, one kazayis of cooked treif of meat, and another kazayis of treif of fats, another kazayis of grilled treif of fats, you got to make two kabanas. So we would have thought, according to Rabbi Shua, it's like two different avedas. So maybe if you had a half a kazayis that cooked and half a kazayis of grilled, even though they're both fats, they don't combine. We would have thought, according to Rabbi Shua, they don't combine. So the chiddush is that even Rabbi Shua is machmir, but he's not going to be lenient. He's stringent. You ate both of them a kazayis cooked and grilled, you bring two kabbalas. But to be lenient and say if you had a half a kazayis of cooked and half a kazayis of grilled, they don't combine, and therefore you don't bring carbon, that he doesn't say. That's a chiddush. Mati, I would have thought, Amr Rabbi Shua bein l'kul ben l'chumra. That leniency as well, he holds, it's like two different, they don't combine. Kamash landa, does l'kul loy amr l'chumra kamar. He only meant to be strict, that if you ate a kazayis of cooked and kazayis of grilled, you bring two kabbalas. But he was not intending to be lenient that if you ate half a kazayis of cooked and half a kazayis of grilled, that they don't combine. And that's the chiddush of this Mishnah. Now the question is, so what would happen if you ate a full kazayis of cooked, a full kazayis of grilled, you bring two kabanas. And you said a rule before that if you bring two kabanas, then they don't combine. And yet we say clearly if you ate a half a kazayis of cooked and a half a kazayis of grilled, they do combine. So this completely repudiates the rule that Rabbi Asi gave before. V'hochav here, the chaluk l'chatois is considered two separate avedas when it comes to the karma chatas, and yet the karma starfi, if you ate less than a shir, they do combine. So what rule did you give before? Amalei, so he said to you, you totally misunderstood. Ma'ad ha'reisha ma'asilah, you understood that this whole conversation that Shlokesh is referring to the reisha when you ate two parts of a chaliv and the question whether they combine. And the kashla, your question was, what's the chiddush? And therefore you came up with the idea, the chiddush is that even though they're different, they combine. Anan, we are safer, Masnin Law. We learned that the question was on the safer. And he said in the safer, it says, if you have a half a kazayis of trefen fat and a half a kazayis of blood, they don't combine. Our question was, the other way around. Our question was that... That what do you tell me that two minin are potter? You're telling me that if you have kazayis two minin, which l'chayla means fats and blood, and they don't combine. Of course they don't combine. And if you ate two minin, they don't combine. Of course they don't combine. Two from the Vedas. But Omer Shlokesh on this part of Shlokesh says when it says two minin, it didn't mean chaylev and dam. It meant two parts, the same chaylev, but one cooked and one roasted. And to tell you that they do not combine. They do not combine. And you know why they don't combine? Because since Rabbi Shua holds, they don't combine if you ate a full size of each one. They don't combine, you bring separate chattas, so therefore if you ate a half a kazayis, they don't combine. If you don't bring two chattas, if it's considered two for chattayis, it's considered two for less than a shear, and therefore they don't combine. So it proves Rabbi Asi's point. It's one kind. If you ate the full kazayis of cooking for real, the two separate vedas, they don't combine. It's talking about lekula and lechumra, that even lekula they don't combine. So if you had a half cooked and a half grilled, they don't combine to make a full shear. And my point is correct. Says the Gemara mit the sefer. So you're telling me. The sefer is talking about min ech. When it says shnei min, it doesn't really mean 2 min. It means one min, but prepared differently. Vishnei tamchoyim, prepared two different ways. Miklal the reisha. So when it says in the reisha that you are chayiv, is min echad v'tamcho echad. When it says in the reisha that if you ate from one min, if you ate two less than a shear within achil pras, and then you ate another less than a shear within the same time, you bring a carbon tamcho echad. So what's the chiddush in that? My question goes back then. If you're telling me that we're talking about mamish, one type of food, and if it's cooked differently, they don't combine. But if it's cooked the same way you do combine, of course they combine. If you ate nobody expects you to eat the full kazayis in one gulp. You eat it in pieces. So of course they combine. So what's the chiddush in that? Omer Rav Huna. So now the Gemara goes into a new area, and the Gemara says, Omer Rav Huna, hocha b'mayiskinen. No, the big chiddush. You know what the chiddush is? You ate trefa fats cooked, and then you ate trefa fats cooked, each one a half a kazayis, and within a certain amount of time. And yet we would have thought they don't combine. Why wouldn't they combine? We're talking about a case where you ate the first half of kazayis, and you found out suddenly that it's trefa fats. And then you forgot a minute later, and you ate again. It looked so tempting, you ate it again. And normally we say that if there's a yediyah in between, it separates the two. So if there's a yediyah over here, the chacham hold that separates it, and you're not chayiv, because each time you only did a half a kazayis. The chiddush in this Mishnah is that we're going to follow Rabbi Gamliel. And what's Rabbi Gamliel say? He's going to show yediyah in time. But Rabbi Gamliel, we follow Rabbi Gamliel, the Amr, he says, ain't yediyah l'chatzashir. He says, because when you had a yediyah after half a kazayis, it's worthless, the yediyah doesn't bring you to a carbon. So as if you never had a yediyah. So therefore, when you ate the next half of kazayis, it combines with the first half, and you are chayiv of karbon. That's the chiddush of this Mishnah. So we will still talk about karbonis today and tomorrow, at least half of tomorrow. Itma, we learned. Ochal shnei zeisei chaylev. If you ate two kazayisim of trefa fats behelem echad. So you ate them in the same day or the same week, whatever, without realizing in between that you're not allowed to, or you didn't realize that this was fats. Now what happened was the yediyah. Remember we learned before that if you would have eaten fats and then you remember they're not allowed to, then you forgot again. It's two separate kabbalas, because when you ate the second time, it was already after a yediyah in between. So it totally breaks the nexus between the second aveira and the first aveira. But what happened? You did both aveiras together, with one forgetfulness. So obviously we say we bring one carbon. But then you found out about one before you found out about the other. Does that yediyah also separate them into two separate, as soon as you had a yediyah, okay, so you chayiv a carbon. And then an hour later you had an idea about the second time that you ate, it's a separate carbon already, because once you had an idea, even though you already did both of those in unit together, but the idea came one at a time. What happens then? So we learn the machlek is ochal shnei zeisei chayla behalmechad, you ate two kazeis and chayla one go, but no yidulei aladishan. And then you found out about the first one, you found out that you ate chayla the first time, and then the chaz of an idol sheni, and then an hour later you found out about the second one. Rabbi Yochanan says chayiv. Rabbi Yechina says that you are chayiv two things. You're chayiv for two. Why? Because there's a yediyah. The yediyah was on the first one. You had to. So the yediyah tells you, bring me a carbon. And as soon as the yediyah says, bring a carbon, if you found out afterwards, a second one, it's like a new aveda. And he holds that the yediyah is also divine, also separate. Even though there was no yediyah between the two avedas that you did. But now, when you found out, there was a yediyah for one before you had a yediyah another. Okay, Rabbi Yechon Chayiv Shtayim. Rish Lakish says, Ein Chayiv Al Achas. Rish Lakish says, you're only Chayiv one. Rish Lakish says, you're Chayiv one. He says, a Yediyah, just because you found out you did already an Aveda, the fact is you did both Avedas together, is one carbon, and the Yediyah is not Mechalik. Now, before we get to understand exactly what Rish Lakish, when they're arguing, we have another issue first, explain what the base of their argument is. Rish Chayiv, it says in Pasuk, Al Chatose, it says the Pasuk, that he brings a carbon, Al Chatose Asher Chata. He brings a carbon on the Chatas that he sinned. And therefore, it sounds like for every Chatas that he brings, he sins, he has to go ahead and bring another carbon. So if he found that about one Aveda, he brings his Chayiv carbon for that. And then he finds another Aveda, he's Chayiv carbon for that. The Havi, he brings it. So therefore, you bring two. The Shlok, he says, I have another Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, that if you bring a carbon chatos, it says you should be forgiven. The chipro of hakoyin mechatosai. You'll be forgiven even though you only brought a carbon on part of the chatos. The nislachlo, you'll be forgiven for all of it. So he says, fakek, you see from here that even though when you thought about the chatos, you only thought about one aveda, yet since you found that afterwards, the other aveda as well, and you did them both together, it will take care of the chapra on both. Now the Gemara will explain each pasuk according to the other one. The Shloki Shaksiva says Al Chatosai the Hevi. It says clearly in the pasuk that for every Aveda you did bring a separate carbon. Ahula Acha Kapara. That's talking about you brought the carbon. You only knew about the first Chaylev you ate. The first fats you ate. And you brought a carbon. And then you found out about the second one. In this case you got to bring another carbon. Because when you brought the first one you had no idea. But if you, by the time you brought the carbon, you knew about the second one, it's good enough. You don't have to bring another one. It sounds like when you bring the carbon, it takes, even though you're only aware of part of your chatas, it takes care of it. It forgives you on all of it. That's talking about a very unique case that we say takes care of it. How? You ate a kazayis and a half. The noidele a kazayis, and you only became aware that one kazayis of that was an avera. So your carbon is only that kazayis, not on the half of kazayis. And then, this all happened in a matter of minutes. You ate a kazayis, then you ate half a kazayis, and you right away came aware that the first kazayis you ate was treva fats, so you shouldn't have eaten it. You weren't aware of the second half of kazayis, and then you forgot, and you ate another half of kazayis. So the second half of kazayis you ate should combine with the first half of kazayis, because you weren't aware yet, and it's a kazayis, because you ate it all within a certain amount of time, 7 minutes or 9 minutes, and now it should warrant its own carbon. So he says, no. In this case, it says when you brought a carbon for the first kazayis, because you ate it together with the other half, you ate one and a half kazayisim, it forgives the other half so that you no longer can allow it to combine with the second half that you ate afterwards. I need to understand this machlek, there are two ways of understanding pshat. When are they arguing? There's a couple of stages. Okay, first of all, he has to find out that he did aveda. That's called yediyah. Then he goes out there and he separates the carbon. And then he brings the carbon. So everyone agrees that once you brought the carbon and you weren't aware of your other Aveda, you got to bring another carbon. No question about it. Everyone agrees that if you found out about both Avedas at the same time, you bring one carbon for both. The question is, when are they arguing? There's two ways of understanding Pshat to argue. Are they arguing just the idea itself? That, you know, Rabbi Yochanan says that even as soon as you found out about one Aveda, you became chayiv in a carbon, and if an hour later you found out about the other, it's a separate carbon. And the Shlokah disagrees, the idea does not separate. But they both agree that if you would have physically separated, set aside an animal for one of the chaylids, and then later you found out there's another one, it's too late, because once you set aside the animals, as if it's tied to that first Aveda, and then the Shlokah will be made, you got to bring a second carbon. Or no. The argument of Rechish Lakish is only if you set it aside. Rechish Lakish says, Rabbi Yechanan says that if you set it aside, then you don't bring a second, then you have to bring a second carbon. And Rechish Lakish still says setting aside an animal is not what divides you, it's only after you brought it up. But if you just had an awareness that you ate one kazai's a chaylid, then even Rabbi Yechanan would agree, and an hour later you're aware that the other kazai's was chaylid, Rechish Lakish agrees, so what? You can bring one carbon for both. So which one is it? Amud Mimabashi, this Yadalig. We'll ask you a question, he says. This Yadele Koidim Afrosh Pligi, the whole argument is that you found out before you set it aside. Ubaha Pligi, and this is the argument. Ma'asova Yediyas Machalekas, Machalekas, that Rabbi Yechon holds that as soon as you're aware, that already makes you chayiv a carbon, so if you weren't aware, the second Kazai is, it's whenever you find out, you've got to bring a second carbon. No. You have to physically set aside an animal before we say that, you know, it separates the two kazeis you ate. But once you set it aside, then everyone is moida that if you set an animal aside for one the chaylas, and then after you find out about the other one, everyone agrees you got to bring two. Or perhaps no. This yadle la'achar afrosha pliki, the argument is, if you set the animal aside, then there's an argument that Rabbi Yechanan says, look, if you found that afterwards it's a separate carbon, the Shlokah says, no, because as long as you didn't bring up the carbon, you can still be include also the second chayla, because you ate it. The fact is you ate it together with the first one. But by idea, if all you knew, even Rabbi Yechanan made the idea is nothing. It doesn't separate the two. You ate them together. So whenever you become aware, you can still bring one carbon. And machlekes is the mass of hafroshes, machalkes is the mass of kapar machalkes. One guy, the Rabbi Yechanan holds the hafrosh already separates the two avedas, and the Shlokah says no, it's only the kapara, it's only the atonement that separates the two. Once you brought the carbon up, and then you find out you ate also other fats, then you bring a separate carbon. Avo koydim hafroshes. But if you found out before you set the animal aside, moidul Rabbi Yechanan Shlokah, Rabbi Yechanan may perhaps is moidul Shlokah, then chayv lachas. Just because you know about it doesn't separate. The fact is you ate them together with one forgetfulness. So just because you found out about one doesn't make it automatic that you have to bring another carbon. Well, there's another way of learning. A third way. I deal with bain bazoo and bain bazoo machleik arguing above. So which one is it? Omli said, Mistabra, it makes sense. Bain bazoo machleik, they're arguing in both. I'll prove it to you. Because you know how you know? From the answers they gave, when we asked each one, what are you going to do with the other person's pasuk? If they're only arguing in one or the other, they could have answered a much better answer. Especially Rabbi Yechanan's answer was such a far-fetched case. We ate a kazayis and a half, and then you found out about the kazayis, not the other half, and then you had another kazayis. What do you mean? You must like this. If you can have the opinion, that the whole argument is just as soon as Rabbi Yechanan holds, you found out. That's already chayiv a carbon. And then if you find out later the other one is too late, you got to bring another carbon. But once you set the animal aside, everyone is made. If you find that afterwards about the second kazayis chaylev, you got to bring a second carbon. If so, if you found a case where everyone agrees to chayiv shtayim, why did we have to answer the shlokish says that when you bring a chatosa, you bring a second one? Only after you brought on the Zbech Kapara, and then you found out. Say a bigger Kiddush. Say, as soon as you set the animal aside, and then you found out, you got to bring another carbon. At the making of Kralach Kapara, Likalach Afrosha. Viachar Afrosha, please. And so you're going to tell me maybe they're arguing after Afrosha, and that's how the British Lakers couldn't answer it. And he had to answer, talking about after you already brought them as Zbech, and that's why you bring the carbon. Avokar Afrosha, Moid, Rabbi Yechish Lakers, and Chayv Lakers, there's only one. So if so, at the Mukhil, Krabikazai is a Machzer. Why did we have to do Rabbi Yechanan come up with such a thing about Kazayis and Machzah when he says that one carbon works for both? He could have just said, it's talking about just Yediyah before the Hafrasha. Look at the Kain Hafrasha. Is a Raya, they're arguing everywhere, says the Gemara. No, maybe the Gemara itself wasn't certain what their argument is, and therefore the Gemara gives an answer. Yeah. Whichever way you learn the argument, I have an answer on the Pasuk. The Dilma Sfukim Mesapkle, the Gemara itself is not sure when they're arguing. Is it just the Yediyas or also the Hafrashas, or only Hafrashas? is the im timtzalei mekama. Therefore, the Gemara is answering im timtzalei. Im timtzalei mekama. For us, a pligi bo Rabbi Yechon. If you're going to tell me that the argument is just by yediyah, as soon as they know, Rabbi Yechon holds you already chayiv a carbon. If you find out afterwards, you got to bring a separate carbon. Is Rabbi Yechon hekmu gekro? So how Rabbi Yechon going to answer the pasuk, which seems clearly that even like you can bring a carbon when it says mechatosev and isachlo, you can bring a carbon for both. So it must be he has to come up with this case because zayis umachz. And then we say the im tim tzolim el acher afrosha pligin. If you can tell me that you're talking about after the afrosha, then the shlokish. That means that even after afrosha, shlokish holds that you don't have to stop, that you don't bring a separate carbon. So heichim mukla lekro. How is he going to learn the pasuk where it seems clearly for every avodah to bring a separate carbon, even though you did it together in one forgetfulness? But la acher kapara, he has no choice but to learn. It's after the kapara. Okay, so we'll just do two more lines. Amar Ula says, Ula, Lamand, Amar, according to the opinion that says, Osham vaday loy boyidiyah bitchilam. Now, there's a machlekes in the Gemara between, increases between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon. You know, we have three cases where we have a thing called an Osham Tali. An Osham Tali is you ate some fats, and then afterwards you don't know if the fats were shuman, kosher fats, or was it chelev trefa fat. You don't know. So you bring an Osham Tolui, an Osham which is in suspense, and then when you find out for sure you did an Aveda, then you bring a proper Osham. And there are three, and then we have a thing called Osham Vadai. A Chattas is a female animal, and an Osham is a Zohar. And then there's three cases you bring an Osham Vadai. For example, if you're stealing from the Beis HaMikdash, you bring an Osham, or La Shivcha Charufa, a maid that had two bosses and one freed her. So she's a... And then she got married to an Eved Ivri. And she got married to an Eved Ivri. So the Kedushin is not a full Kedushin. And so what happens over there is that she gets Malkus if somebody has a relation with her while she's married to an Eved Ivri. She gets Bekoides Tia, she gets Malkus. And the guy brings a carbon Osham Vadai. So according to Rabbi Akiva, let's say you did a Me'ilah, but you're not sure, it's a suffix. In other words, a case where if you did it for sure, it'll be an Asham Vadai, but you did it in a suffix. So it's only Asham Tali. So Rabbi Kiva says that, the question is, in this case here, do you bring an Asham Tali or not? Because a Vadai also brings an Asham. So he says as follows, that if you steal from Hegdish, you have to bring an Asham, you have to bring also you pay the principal back, and you pay back a penalty of a fifth as well. So he says here, you bring an Asham Tali, like any other Avedi, you're not sure. You're not sure if you stole from Hegdish or not, you bring an Asham Tali. And then later on in life, if you find out you did an Avedi, you bring a proper full Asham. You bring an Asham Vadeh. That's it, like anything else. Why should it be different? Comes on top and it says, when all other Kabbanas, you're right, but now when it comes to Asham, a carbon chattas is a female carbon, and a carbon asham is a male. So you can't make it, if it's an asham tali, that's it, you bring an asham tali. But over here, because the animal is the same animal, he says, why don't you just bring an animal and make a tanai and say the following. If I committed aveda, then this should be an asham vadai. And the money that I'm giving here should be my payment. And if it turned out to be that it's not an aveda, then it's only an asham tali, and the money is a donation to Hegdish. This way, then even when he finds out what he did, he doesn't have to bring another carbon because he can make it tonight. And why it works over here is because the animal is exactly the same animal, and therefore why bother bringing another one? So that's okay. So according to according to Rav Tarfon, you can bring an asham vadai even though you're not sure you did an aveda. No, but according to Rav Tarfon, you don't need a yediyah by a chatas. You don't bring a karma chatas unless you know for sure you did an aveda. If you don't know for sure you did an aveda, you don't bring a karma chatas. But an asham, Rabbi Kiva said the same thing by an asham. You cannot bring an asham vadeh unless you know for sure. You need a yediyah. According to Tarfon, even if you have no yediyah, it's only a suffix, asham toli. You can bring it as an asham vadeh, even though at the time you had no idea for sure that for certain you did an aveda. You don't need a yediyah by an asham. That's what he says. Says the Gemara Ula now, Laman do Amar, according to Rabbi Tarfon, who says that Asham Vadai, loy boy yediyah betchila, you don't need a yediyah. So what happens? Actually, this starts a whole new sugya. I think we'll do that tomorrow. 8:15 in the morning.